Hello children, let us now continue with the 12th chapter of your history books, which is Our Constitution. In the first audio clip, we completed the first part of the chapter. Let us now continue by discussing the features of our Constitution. The Indian Constitution has provided for a federal form of government, which means the responsibility of governing our country has been divided between the center and the states. Most laws made by the center are applied throughout the country, whereas laws made by a state are applied only within that state. The second feature of our constitution is that of a parliamentary system. The constitution provides for a parliamentary system of government both at the center and in the states. The parliament is divided into two houses, the House of the People and the Council of States. The government at the center is answerable to the parliament. The government at the state level is answerable to the state legislature. The third feature of our constitution is the organs of the government. There are three main branches of the government: the legislative branch, which includes the parliament and the state legislatures of various states. This branch makes laws for the country. The executive branch, which carries out decisions made by the legislature. And the judicial branch, which consists of the Supreme Court, High Court, and the lower courts. The judiciary protects the rights of the citizens. An independent judiciary is the fourth feature of our Indian Constitution. The judiciary can declare a law unconstitutional if it is against the fundamental rights guaranteed by the Constitution or if it is against any compulsory provision of the Constitution. The following provisions have been made to make the judiciary independent. Specific qualifications are laid down for appointment of judges. The judges of the Supreme Court and High Court are appointed by the President of India. The Chief Justice of India has to be consulted in the appointment of Supreme Court and High Court judges. The judges can be removed from office only if it is approved by both houses of Parliament. The next feature of our Constitution is the fundamental rights. The Indian Constitution guarantees certain basic rights to all its citizens. These are known as fundamental rights. Directive principles of state policy is the sixth feature of the Indian Constitution. Part 4 of the Constitution states certain principles which the government should follow. These are known as directive principles. A single citizenship is the next feature of our Constitution. Citizenship gives people certain rights and responsibilities. In India, we follow certain citizenship. People born to citizens of India are citizens of the nation and not of the state. Universal adult franchise is the last feature of our Indian Constitution. A democracy is incomplete without it. This means that all adult citizens are entitled to elect their representatives to the government. Every citizen above the age of 18 years has the right to vote, irrespective of caste, religion, status, or gender. We must respect our constitution and follow it at all times. Amendments to the constitutions have been made to keep pace with the changing time. I hope you understood, children. Thank you.